USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a Q&A event hosted by Politico, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized former VP Joe Biden for his expressions of affection toward Lucy Flores at a campaign rally in Nevada back in 2014, but stopped short of condemning him or saying he's disqualified as a presidential candidate.
You know, he has to understand in the world that we're in now that people's space is important to them, and what's important is how they receive it, not necessarily how you intended it.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is boosting support at the southern border. In a statement, Nielsen said she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. All of this in an effort to keep things safer on the U.S.-Mexico border, to which White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reminds us,
the president's number one responsibility is to protect American life.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
President Trump says without a question about legal citizenship added to the 2020 census, the count will be a waste of money. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump went on Twitter to state, "Can you believe that the radical left Democrats want to do our new and very important census report without the important citizenship question? Over 250,000 people have applied for temporary positions as census takers." Tim Olson of the Census Bureau tells us about the pay.
Pay rates range from $13.50 to $30 per hour, depending on where you live. Field employees are reimbursed for official mileage and receive all the equipment and training needed for their job.
I'm John Clemens.
Yesterday, Republican Representative Terry Collins announced that she's filing a bill that would overturn Roe v. Wade. She wants to ban all abortions in Alabama within 2 weeks of conception. The legislation was filed today and, if passed, could allow for murder charges related to the killing of a fetus. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tuesday is the artificial deadline set by House Democrats for Attorney General William Barr to turn over the full Mueller report. Six committee members have signed a letter requesting the unredacted report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian election interference, saying that it was urgently needed for their constitutional duties to be performed. I had a chance to sit down and chat with George Papadopoulos. He's author of a new book titled Deep State Target: How I Got Caught Up in the Crosshairs of a Plot to Bring Down President Trump. He agrees with the Democrats, but for a completely different reason.
I don't think they understand that what they're wishing for is going to end up hurting them. And that's actually why I've been all for full transparency, because I understand that this entire thing was a fabrication. It was a disinformation operation targeted at both the campaign and America for the last 2 years. So any report that anyone read about Russia, in fact, was not about Russia. It was about various other Western intelligence operatives that were engaged with the campaign. So I advocate for the full transparency of for the full release of the Barr report. I think it's going to reveal how corrupt the Obama administration was. And, the more the Democrats are pounding their fist to get it out there, the happier it makes me, because I don't think they understand what's in that report.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.